This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Leanne.
We have a correction to make about our on-air puzzle last week. It had to do with banana bread and bread box.
Right. And the answer was supposed to fit alphabetically between the two words I gave. And banana bread and bread box. Unfortunately, bread is not alphabetically between banana and box.
You know, our listeners were on that right away, I'll tell you. Well, good. There's the correction. Now we need, I'm sorry, it was a strange challenge last week. Would you repeat it?
Yes, it was an analogy. And I said, banjo is to ferns, F-E-R-N-S, as pecan is to what?
I have no idea. What is it?
The answer is tiger, because you shift each letter of banjo four letters later in the alphabet, B to F, A to E, and so on, you get ferns. So if you shift each letter of pecan four letters later in the alphabet, you get tiger.
Well, we received about 4,000 entries this past week. Yeah, really. I mean, people are much smarter than I am. And out of those, our randomly chosen winner is Matt Schultz of Woodinville, Washington. Hi, Matt.
Hello.
How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
This one required a few minutes after I fully woke up.
Oh, really? What do you do in Woodinville, Washington? And tell us where that is.
Woodinville is about 30 miles northeast of our landmark, the Space Needle.
Okay.
And I'm employed by CDM Constructors, and I manage environmental cleanup projects such as waste sites and this recent example, building a fish trap, teaming with our local utility, Puget Sound Energy.
Wow, a fish trap for salmon, right?
That's correct.
How long have you been playing our puzzle?
Well, I've been listening for basically decades, submitting recently when you introduced email submittals.
Oh, all right. But now you don't have to pay for the stamps. Nothing against the post office. But are you ready to play?
With you on my team, yes.
Matt, with you on my team, I am as well. Will, meet Matt. Matt, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Matt, every answer today is a familiar phrase or title in the form blank of blank, where the word before of starts with the letter R. I'll tell you what follows of, you tell me the phrase. For example, if I said Saturn, you would say rings, as in the phrase rings of Saturn.
Okay.
All right. Number one is hope, H-O-P-E.
Ray.
Ray of hope, uh-huh. Passage.
Right.
Uh-huh. Gibraltar.
Rock.
That's it. Applause.
Round.
Uh-huh. Law, L-A-W.
Rule.
That's correct. Fortune.
Reversal.
Reversal of fortune,
good.
Terror.
Rain.
Rain of terror. Good. Fire.
Ring.
Uh-huh. No return. It's another term for sticks. S-T-Y-X.
S-T-Y-X.
River.
River, yeah.
River of no return is right. The next ones will have the blank, but still, you just give me a word starting with R. And the first one is the mill.
Run.
Run of the mill is right. The road.
Rule.
Mm-hmm.
Rules of the road is right. How about the Jedi?
Return.
The Sphinx.
Riddle.
Whoa, riddle.
Riddle
very
of the Sphinx. Good.
Good.
The Ancient Mariner.
Rhyme.
Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. How about the Lost Ark?
Raiders,
right? And your last one, we're going back to the first. I'm going to give you one word. But what goes before of is two words, and they both start with R.
Okay.
And the word, your clue is order. Blank, blank of order, and they both start with R.
Think I know this one. Is it Robert's Rules of Order?
Robert's Rules of Order. Nice job.
Hey, Matt, we made a great team. You were getting them all.
Oh, all but the ones you...
Yeah, right. Well, to tell you what you're going to get for playing our puzzle today, we have an Academy Award-winning actor. He won an Oscar for his role in the comedy A Fish Called Wanda, and he's starring in a new film, The Extra Man. Here's Kevin Kline.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
No, his mellifluous tones of Kevin Kline. What do you think, Matt?
Oh, outstanding.
Isn't it great? Yeah, yeah. So before we let you go, tell us what member station you listen to.
Well, my wife Lisa and my cat Zephyr and I are proud to be part of KPLU and KUOW.
Good for you. Did you get a separate membership for your pet?
No, he does everything with us.
Matt Schultz of Woodinville, Washington, thanks for supporting public radio and for playing our puzzle today.
Well, thanks for being able to join you legends.
Oh, well, yeah. Now you're a legend, too. Take care.
Thank you.
Now, Will, we are in the height of summer right now. Vacations are upon us, and you have a nice leisurely two-week challenge, right?
Yes, I'd like you to write a riddle starting, what's the difference between, in which the answer involves a spoonerism. You know, a spoonerism is when you interchange consonant sounds. For example, what's the difference between an ornithologist and a loser in a spelling bee? Well, one is a bird watcher, the other is a word botcher.
Right.
Or what's the difference between a tax form and a man who has eaten as much as he can? One is signed and dated, the other is dined and sated.
Whew.
So I'd like you to make an example like that. Entries will be judged on originality, cleverness, and naturalness of syntax, and the winner will play Puzzle on the Air in 2 weeks.
All right, when you have all of your riddle neurons working and get an answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. And this time we'll take more than one entry per person. Our deadline is Thursday, August 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.